Let's do it, party people. Let's get into it. It is DFW Real Estate Weekly, and we are here to talk all things residential real estate across DFW. Hey, happy Valentine's Day. Hope you had an opportunity to celebrate. We're about to get into it, people. Might get a little feisty. Rowdy is a word that comes to mind, Courtney. Do you love this? An homage, as they say, to DFW radio legends Ben and Skin. Ian?
Yes. Heard of them?
Okay.
Excellent.
My favorite thing Ben and Skin ever did was they were in the Rangers locker room one time with the Dutch Oven. You know who I'm talking about?
Derek Holland.
And I can't remember which one it was, said, "What's in your head? What's in your heart?" And he just ran with it, and it became a legendary bit.
It became a thing.
Right. So, love it. Do you hate this is the thing they did. We're going to do you love this coming out of Valentine's? And I say we get right into it. But before that, Ian.
Yes.
What's this first segment all about?
Well, it's always about Patrick Leros and his incredible team with ABC Bank. You can go to patrickgleros.com. You can start an application on his website. You can reach out to him. You can ask him questions. If you're looking to get a mortgage, refinance, or you just want to maybe get an investment property, reach out to Patrick and his team. 972-386-1231. NMLS number 308804. patrickgleros.com.
You know, it's funny. You always say, and his incredible team. And I actually, my wife and I went over to ABC Bank last week and sat down with the team, and I am not blowing smoke, folks. Pretty impressive. So we'll tell you more about that in the future. But the bank team, the mortgage team, we're pretty excited about what's happening over at ABC and what Patrick's able to offer home buyers, investors, second home buyers, all that good stuff. PatrickGleros.com. Do you love this, Courtney? Open concept houses.
Hate.
Wow.
Huh.
And I have one.
Oh, tell me more. I've been to your house. It's beautiful.
Why do you hate it?
Can I compliment your house for a second?
Thanks.
Just to the whole city.
Okay.
Your house feels instantaneously warm.
That's very kind.
Which I think I know where you're going, because that's actually harder to do in open concept. Tell me why you hate.
I just don't like.
First of all, what do you mean? Like, what
define open concept.
What does that mean to you?
Well, open concept to me means the living room, the kitchen, the dining. It's all happening in one space.
Yep.
I don't even have a foyer.
Hotels have foyers.
My joke when people come over is I'm like, here's my house. This is it. There's nowhere else to go. We have bedrooms. Yep. That's it.
Okay. Now, let me just say really quickly. Let's get a reading from everyone, and we'll come back on why.
I'm just mad I remodeled it this way.
I am immediately going to invalidate our little game here of do you love this or do you hate this, because I'm kind of, I lean towards do not love it. I will say in the mid-90s to early 2000s, builders loved it. And honestly, I think it was structurally easier and more affordable to build.
Totally.
But you had the kitchen overlooking the living, and that was the big brag. Open concept, massive living spaces, walk in the front door and see the long running hardwood floors out to the backyard. There is some allure to that. But once you start living in it, it's very difficult when you're like, everyone hears everything, everyone sees everything. There is no privacy, there is no extra space. Ian, love it or hate it? Open concept homes.
I mean, are we talking about a one-story or a two-story?
I don't think it matters. I mean, do you like the space where the living room flows into the kitchen, into the dining? I mean, of course, your bedroom.
I have a comment on the two-story part.
But we have plenty of places that we can go to escape because we have the upstairs.
Okay.
But like our downstairs, you walk in the front door, you've got what would be a dining room. It's not. It's our shoe room. On the left, then you've got a little piano space on the right. You've got the living room right in front of you.
That goes into the breakfast area, that goes into the kitchen.
I mean, it's just all right there.
Hold on. You've got.
But we've got like a space in the middle that blocks it because of the stairs.
You've got what I would call sort of a middle ground. Your kitchen and breakfast and living is all.
Like
open.
If I'm in the kitchen, I can see the living.
You have a separate dining space, right?
Yeah.
So you have kind of a middle ground. my comment on the two-story thing is the negative, there are positives. The negative of the open concept with a two-story usually is you have this giant open downstairs, open to a stairwell that's open to an upstairs living. So kids are watching a movie upstairs and you can hear every word of it downstairs when you're trying to have a conversation with adults or whatever. So it looks great, especially out of showing or a preview. And then lifestyle-wise, I think many, many people found in the late 90s, early 2000s, oh, I would like some separation. You have some separation.
We love it. We wouldn't change it.
We're seeing a lot of builders go back to defined spaces, gorgeous dining, separate breakfast, separate study, separate living and kitchen. Now, I like a kitchen, dining, living in a larger house when you can still have some separate spaces to go. But in a smaller, medium-sized home, I think we're moving back towards people really appreciating those dedicated spaces. So what is one benefit of it, though? Even though you absolutely hate it, you're very clear about that.
I mean, I guess the benefit is that we're all hanging out. Yeah, I suppose it's nice for a party.
Entertaining.
For
that's
my
what
living,
I would say.
My living life, which I think the concept evolved out of everyone was always hanging out in the kitchen, right? So it's like, can we just knock this wall down and just have a good flow? But I think you can still have a hangout kitchen.
Yeah.
And have dedicated space.
Depends on lifestyle, on like where you're at in life too, right? Like if you've got little kids that are just noisy running around, like that's going to feel different to if it's just a couple, or you've got older kids who are not as noisy and loud and things like that.
Yeah. It's not the noise for me though. I think it's like how you have to like manage the space and like keep it clean and... I don't know.
I agree. You have to manage it as one space instead of you can, especially if you have any interest in design, not like you just love design, but like you like to create feeling in spaces. Mm-hmm. You don't have separate, you can't go all in any one spot. Like you can't have a shoe room. You could, but you know what I mean? It's not a shoe room. It's just part of this one singular giant space. Okay, we got to move forward,
I
but really quickly.
I need a picture of this shoe room.
Yeah, it's just the place.
It's a formal dining room with shelving and stacks of expensive shoes. Secondly, real quick, by the way, if you are like, hey, I know what I want, but I don't know where to find it, 214-310-0008. We'll get you connected with incredible full-time, fully dedicated home buyer specialists. That's what they do all day long. You've met or heard from many of them here on the show. David, Grady, Gibson, Mari, incredible people that will say, what do you like? Open concept? You kind of want a blended space? You want very, very traditional dedicated spaces, one story, two story? Do you want that to see off the patio or do you want that to be totally separate? We can help you find that and certainly more. What you dream of, what you need, what you want, what you've got to have, what you dream of having. 214-310-0008 or...
ThatchForMoneyTeam.com.
Okay, this one's for you, Ian.
I've got one last thing really quick. I was at my son's 8th grade basketball game this past week, 7th grade.
Young Olajuwon.
And I did get the good compliment from multiple of his teammates that because of my shoes, my fit was fire.
Well, don't say anything.
Courtney's impressed.
Ian, do you love outdoor kitchens?
I do. I love the concept of the outdoor kitchen. The cost is a little expensive to get it all up there, so I would love to have one. I don't have one, but I think it would be really fun to have one.
Courtney?
I think brand new, it's like, wow. I think they start to look really junky and... they don't work for me.
My other issue is you can't use it all that much.
Okay.
Because it's either so hot in the summer
we're making
or
them mad.
It's really cold in the winter. So you run out of time to be able to use it.
Let me vehemently disagree with most, but not all of that. Okay. An outdoor kitchen is a dadgum delight. It's an absolute gift to you, your friends, your family, your neighbors maybe. And the beauty of it is because certainly, like you said, why don't you just have a grill? Well, for most of my life, I had grills on wheels and things, and I didn't cook any less food. But the difference to me is I always felt like it was just a total disaster on my patio. you're not wrong that if you're not careful, so is your outdoor kitchen. But at least it's in a dedicated space. What I love about a really well put together one is you can have all the, you can have the drawer trash can instead of just the floating dumpster. You can have a mini fridge if you're into that sort of thing, or an ice machine and all that kind of stuff. You can have the fans and the vents and things. It really does make it more orderly, more fun to use, you know, more functional. Now, I'm by all means, you have an outdoor kitchen, even if you have a grill or two on wheels and a bucket and trash. Like, that's where you cook outside. That's broadly what I mean, is a place to cook and entertain and interact and enjoy the outside. Now, I don't disagree that if you're not careful, even that turns into a mess. And to Ian's point, we live in Texas with some pretty extreme weather. I will say this. I love running out there when it's freezing cold and putting meat on the smoker and stuff like that. The time that is the hardest to do it is when you want to do it the most in the summer when it's brutally hot. So to me, the benefit of having an outdoor kitchen that you planned and did with intention is that you put it in the spot that's likely to be shaded, or you put a fan in and that kind of stuff, instead of just baking your brains out there. But the outdoor kitchen from a home value perspective is an additional living space. It's an additional functional space that you can't communicate when you just have the grill on the wheels or the grill sitting out there. So from a real estate perspective, I really like them. I think that the amount to invest in them versus the ROI for resale is actually a great ROI spot. From the lifestyle perspective, I think having it encourages you to use it more. And I think that's what homes ought to be about, is the engagement and enrichment of friends, family, neighbors, rest, enjoyment. If you don't care about food much, then you're probably not going to do this. But I love it.
Yeah, I think the ROI is there, but it doesn't pack a punch for me. I'm just as happy with a grill. I'll say this, nothing annoys me more than when people don't do things because of the weather. Get out of here.
I would rather stay in here because it's not 120.
I am like in my snow boots, grilling burgers, and I'm in my swimsuit grilling
burgers.
Cold is
fine. I'm all for the cold.
I hate when people are like, I'm not doing that because it's too hot. I'm not doing that because it's too cold.
Well, you're standing over a 400 degree, like, burning piece of coal, and it's 120 outside.
You're standing over it.
And you're sweating just nonstop.
It's so much fun to completely agree with you right now, Courtney. Way to go, bump fists. Suck it up and enjoy the delicious meats. But
no.
The point you made, I was refraining from making because I'm pretty fortunate to have both a pool and an outdoor kitchen, right? So, yeah, jump in the pool, cool off, grill in your swimsuit. It's glorious. And if you don't have a pool, you know, hose down a little bit. But
hose down.
Look for
opportunities. That's really funny. Like, you're outside. Someone's just...
It's weird technological glitch where we lost Ian there for a minute. Okay, Courtney, back to you. And we got to hustle here.
Okay.
The burr method.
Burr.
Now, let me explain what it is really quickly.
It's cold in here.
Nope, that's not it. Oh. But I could do the rest of that cheer.
We're from a certain...
Okay, I got daughters.
A certain generation.
Okay. Burr, B-R-R-R, buy, remodel, rent, refinance. Do you love this?
Buy, remodel, rent, refinance. Like that. That is how I should purchase
as a strategy for owning residential real estate.
I think it's a great strategy if you can really paint the vision for me as a young person.
Okay,
I couldn't have fathomed a like more long term vision for my life. Mm-hmm. If you had told me in my 20s, like, this will matter for you.
Okay, let me try.
Well,
I wrote a loosely related book on what we call the 2-year flip, which was similar, trying to sell someone on like a long term wealth building real estate growth plan.
Can we just start with like, how did you have that at a young age?
Because I'm weird. I really do think
he
it's
said
like
it.
I've just like, I can tell you true, like full on grow up with what fears I had and why I had the like about financial stability and things like that, but. Part of that is my wife is also a CPA. So we're both financially oriented. Neither of us is like necessarily greedy in any way, but we're both financially oriented. There's a sense of security and a sense of goals and things like that there. But the 2-year flip thing came out of, I don't have any money. I want to own real estate. How can I use real estate to help grow and build wealth? If I was willing to buy and sell every couple of years, I get to live in a remodeled nice home. and then I get tax-free profit. Can't find any other place to get legitimate large chunks of tax-free profit. And so we upgraded three times in a row, and we're like, wow, that and many other decisions helped us, after you've seen, live in some fairly dumpy spots, then get to what we think is our dream. Okay, back to this concept, though, of the BRRRR method. So you buy a dumpy house, you remodel it, then you put a renter in there, and then you go get really good financing and refinance a lot of your money out of it. So you still have some equity, you still have debt on it, but your renter is now paying you quite a bit more than your mortgage payment. So you're cash flowing. So that's a good rental. And the money you refinanced out of it, because you were able to refinance more because the value went up after you remodeled it, you now have potentially no money invested in that home. So think really fast. I bought a house. I put $50,000 down. I did $20,000 worth of remodel. It might have gone up $100,000. It's not that easy, but it might have. And then I refinanced, say, $80,000 of that back out of it. Well, I only put $70 in. I refinanced $80 out. It's not, these are big fat round numbers, but I've actually made money already, and I'm making money every month, and the renters are paying down the mortgage, and eventually I have maybe a paid off house. So that literally is almost no cost other than time, energy, and effort and all that. So the BRRRR method is one where you do that over and over and over and over again. And ultimately, if all goes well, and it doesn't always all go well, then you have literally like no cash out of pocket long term, and you're building wealth and growing your portfolio, and you have cash flow coming in, equity building in multiple properties, and no real out of pocket investment. That's the BRRRR method when it goes perfectly well. And in that scenario, I love it. I will tell you what I hate about it is it's never quite that easy, and people get carried away and take on a ton of debt and tend to acquire properties a little faster than they otherwise would, and that can be damaging to someone's financial picture. As someone that genuinely believes in biblical financial stewardship, I think people play it a little fast and loose with the debt there, but I do think there's a safe, manageable, conservative, healthy way to do that, and it can be a really, really solid tool. Ian, thoughts on that one?
Yes, I like it.
Okay. Do you love this? Brought to you by Valentine's Day 2025.
Happy Valentine's.
I hope you all had steak and lobster with someone you love, even if it was your children. We do, just so you know, because I know you were really eager to know.
That's what we do.
We have the dinner with the kids, and we love on them, and then we say, we love you, but go away. And then Dana and I make every year the same thing. One of two versions. Either steak and like the biggest shrimp we can find, the colossals are delightful, or steak and lobster tails. And we just make it at home. We don't need a reservation. And then we just kind of hang out late and like in the kitchen, fully like we went out. Like, kids, y'all stay back there. This is our date night, but just right here in the kitchen. And we love it. That's our thing.
We had a great one. We put the dog went to boarding for the night, went to the doggy hotel. My wife and the kids went to Great Wolf Lodge with her sister and her kids.
Oh, wow.
And I got to chill at the house by myself.
By yourself?
How about that?
Wait, with Audrey?
No, she's at Great Wolf Lodge.
Just to be clear, so
everyone
knows.
They're going to make out another night.
On the soundboard, the applause is right next to the sad trombone, and I was so ready to hit the applause, and then he said,
"She's not
nope,
there.
All by myself."
Don't feel sad. It's great. Watched a movie.
I'm
great.
I'm glad you're glad. I'm just.
She had fun with her sister and the kids.
Tiny bit sad.
I didn't have to go to Great Wolf Lodge again. It's good.
I have a boyfriend for Valentine's this year. That's fun.
Just for clarity, do you want to share his name?
Oh, we already have.
Go ahead.
Toddy boy.
Yeah. All right. And that, folks, is Do You Love This? Brought to you by Valentine's Day 2020.
If people were here when he sent flowers last year, we're still together.
That was a legendary moment in the history of DFW Real Estate with Todd Tremonti, Andy, and Courtney.
To be clear, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day any year.
No, we got it.
We noticed that.
Yeah. We got it.
Just clarifying.
You're such a festive person when it comes to Christmas, and then real
holidays.
Debbie British Downer on most of the rest.
No, my wife is down on Valentine's Day.
Look, I don't. You can.
We celebrate real holidays.
You can present this tough guy.
Not a tough guy.
I know how much you serve your wife.
I'm a very emotional guy.
I know how much you serve your wife on other all days, but especially other holidays. But you have just trashed.
Wait,
Valentine's
can I
Day.
Tell y'all a quick funny story? It'll be fast.
Very quick.
Todd and I went to.
Hold on. Can this story be brought to us by?
Yes. DP Lambert.
How about that? No, go ahead, Cole.
Go ahead, Courtney.
Okay. Oh, you want me to do the read?
Yeah, please.
DP is our resident Goosehead insurance guy.
Yeah.
And he is, he's helped lots of people on our team.
True.
Yep. And
hundreds of insurance rates are insane. And it's DP is going to be honest with you. He's going to help you find the best rates. You really can't. I cannot tell you how much we love this guy.
What type of insurance?
Home.
Yep.
Auto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he do personal?
That's personal. Yep, we got it.
Okay.
How could people get a hold of him if they wanted such an incredible person?
214-614-8595. Or DP Lambert.
DP dot Lambert.
DP.Lambert at goosehead.com.
Yeah, just email him.
Just send him an email.
Or if you forget.
Who wouldn't love a love
if
note?
If you forget all that, just go to touchmoneyteam.com, click on the radio tab.
All our vendors.
This 12-second story by Courtney was brought to you by DP Lambert.
This is kind of a highlighted area. I don't know if you guys have been out to the Colony, Grandscape. You know, it explodes by 200,000 people every weekend. You got Shields, all that. Okay, well, Todd and I went out to the
boyfriend
Toddy Boy, and I went out to World Springs to try it out. Yeah. Well, so I dared him to, there's like a bunch of spas and stuff, and I dared him to wear a Speedo on this date. Okay.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh, I was so excited.
5 seconds.
He did it, and when we were sitting in a hot tub or whatever, the girls that like were there, they were like, we kept listening for like a European accent or a British, and we're like, oh no, he's from North Texas,
straight Americano.
Like, he's like, no, guy. And they're like, but you're British from the waist down, and now that's our joke.
Oh dear. Okay, folks. Speaking of public embarrassment, coming up after the break, we have got Super Bowl debts get paid, and if you recall. We'll wait until the second half to talk about who won or who lost. But there were bets made. Some took the Eagles, some took the Chiefs. Those that took the Chiefs will be, and make sure you see it, go check it on YouTube, will be wearing the unicorn outfit and singing with effort, I'm a Little Teapot.
That was a bad call.
So that comes up after the break. But before the break, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, whether you want an open concept or an outdoor kitchen, or you want the Burr method of investment, just give us a call, 214-310-0008, or anytime you want, day or night, you can go to toddtremonteteam.com. You could also just Google Todd Tremonte. So really our attitude about the whole thing is wherever you are in your process of buying a home, selling a home, and investing in real estate, we're here to help. If you're not really ready to talk to a real estate expert yet, use the website, toddtremonteteam.com. If you just kind of want to scout us out and see if we're full of bull, Google Todd Tremonte. You can read 700 and something five-star reviews. If you do want to talk, but you're not ready to buy or sell yet, that's okay. There won't be any pressure. Just call the office, 214-310-0008. And you can say, hey, I just want to talk to someone about maybe selling down the road. Hey, I want to talk about areas I should be thinking about buying if I want these things. Great. We can just have a quick chat on the phone. We could jump on a Zoom, or we could do what I would recommend is what we call a free strategy session, which is where 30 to 90 minutes of one of our full-time, fully dedicated world-class real estate experts will just spend 30 to 90 minutes with you at no charge. You don't have to sign anything or commit to anything, and help you get a game plan in place that you feel really confident about. You can sleep like a baby at night knowing that you have a plan. You don't have to be fearful or nervous or anxious that, like, I don't know if I'm trusting the right people and the right headlines. No, we'll just lay out the data, talk through your goals and dreams, and say, here's what you can and can't do, or when you maybe should or maybe shouldn't. And whether you're ready to go now or go later, you'll know that there is a plan in place. All you got to do is call or text 214-310-0008. And don't forget,
Google Todd Tremonte and check out over 700 five-star reviews.
Consequences and debts will be paid after the break. Welcome back, party people. Welcome back to DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonte, but I'm not alone. In just a few minutes, we'll be joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the mortgage guru himself, Patrick Gleros. We'll tell you all about Patrick and ABC Bank and what you need to know about mortgages right now. But before that, my friends, before that, debts will be paid. You know, you make a wager, you pay your debts.
And not the worst thing I've ever done in a bet, Don.
If for some, nor would it be mine. But if you were, for example, to have said, Chiefs, obviously.
Yeah, that feels dumb in hindsight.
If anyone
why
had
did
said
I think
that,
they would absolutely win?
Because if you bet against the Chiefs, then the Chiefs would win. That's the way it works. So you go with the Chiefs, knowing that if they lose, at least you made the right call.
I guess.
Or, and just to be clear, there was an alternative that I took, which was to take the Eagles. Now, to be clear,
it's just gross.
Let me be honest. It's nothing gross about it. Let me be honest. I didn't see it happening the way it happened. I said Eagles by 3, but the bet was simply the money line, who wins the game. And in fact, the Eagles did win the game at every single moment of the game. Now, we're not here to break down the game, although not the most exciting Super Bowl, but really funny for people who took the Eagles in a bet.
Did
the
win Super Bowl squares, though. Thank you very much.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
I'm pissed about that, too.
The wager was, winner gets to enjoy the soothing, vocal, melodic tones of the loser singing live on the radio show, I Am a Little Teapot. Those of you that partake in the podcast or the YouTube, the video version, you can check in very soon and see the visual of our wager non-winners, some would say losers, wearing the unicorn outfit. And a 1 and a 2 and a 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout, tip me over and pour me out. I'm a very special pot, this is true. Here's an example of what I can do. I can change my handle and my spout.
Wow.
Tip me over and pour me out.
Crowd goes wild. There's a second verse, people.
Who knew?
There's a second verse. Let's trade the unicorn outfit so everyone can enjoy their consequence fully.
There you go.
Please check out the podcast, DFW Real Estate Weekly, with Todd Tremonti and Full Price Courtney and the English Wonder himself, the Yanni Donnie, in full unicorn gear. You don't want to miss that. I'm thrilled that I'm not missing it. Well done. Way to pay your debts. Great job being total homers.
Glad to do it.
Following the crowd, making the easy and obvious bet, and in fact, losing in fantastic fashion. It was never in doubt.
Chiefs Kingdom.
Oh.
I'm not going to chant Eagles, but if I did, I might say E-L-G-L-E-S. If you haven't seen that video, please go enjoy it.
Eagles.
Hey, folks, not only do we have Full Price Courtney and the English Wonder himself, the Yanni Donnie, in studio on the phone, we've got the mortgage man himself, the only person I have ever, ever called for a personal mortgage with my wife and I on any home we've ever owned, plus investments, my guy, your guy, Patrick Glaros. What's up, man?
Can I get Patrick's review, please?
Yeah.
On
we're going to go there first.
How do we sound?
It was incredible. And today I learned there's more than one verse.
I'm a little teapot. As much as I often don't want to, let's give the man some credit. There was a second verse to I'm a Little Teapot. Now, here's what they don't know, I don't think, that you were a vocal performance major at Southern Methodist University. That I have witnessed the soothing tones of Patrick Glaros on many occasions. And while you two did not, in fact, even remotely measure up, it was beautiful. I appreciate it. Thank you for showing up and giving a full effort, especially you, Ian.
Would I have earned the golden buzzer in America's Got Talent?
I had to shift
second
gears.
Second verse, golden buzzer.
Thank you, Patrick.
Wow.
Thank you.
Let's shift gears. And I mean, boy, are we shifting gears and yanking the steering wheel to the right. Patrick, what's the quick mortgage update? Where do people need to be? And then I'm going to give a hot opinion, and you can tell folks whether I'm right or wrong.
Well, we've got some volatility, guys. It's crazy. But the thing is, rates are going to be volatile, and rates do not need to be the main part of your strategy, whether you're buying or selling a home. If you're looking to refi, sure, the interest rate's going to be important. But more important than the interest rate right now are the bigger picture movements of the market and the opportunities that are out there to buy right. So while interest rates are moving around, they're not at their best levels today. We've had some inflation readings come out this week. They're a little bit hotter than expected. after some bird flu and things like that. But it's just a news cycle, so that's going to change. There will be opportunities for low rates, and most importantly, opportunities to seize on these home prices that are out there.
Amen, brother. That's where I am on this whole thing, is that the cost of waiting has just continued to be so expensive for years now. Waiting for a little bit of movement and rate drop so you can save, and your payment margin is a really short-sighted view. It's not that rates are irrelevant. Of course, we want to get the best rate we can. But if you're so hyper-focused on mortgage rate, on borrowing, and you're not really paying as much attention to the value of the asset, the price of the house, whether you could get the house you want, you have a very, very short memory. Just a few years ago, people were having to throw tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars more at homes to compete over them. And honestly, a lot of the times, they weren't even homes they were really in love with. They were homes that were good enough, close enough to where they wanted to be, big enough for their family. Right now, buyers especially have an opportunity to choose from a decent variety of homes at the most fair prices I think they will ever see again in their lifetime in DFW, at rates that are okay. They're not as good as you've ever seen them, but historically speaking, they're still somewhat below average. And so that's my message, is don't wait. And what I hear you saying is you agree that that's a costly thing to do, that rates are fair right now, they're volatile, and they'll probably continue to be volatile. Is that true?
That's 100% true. And you will not be able to time the interest rate market. They move every day. They move multiple times through the day. And so I think we just get stuck trying to time the interest rate game when, you know, we're missing the forest for the trees and the bigger picture of the opportunity to buy the house. You said it perfectly in that, yeah, people settled for homes in the past. Yeah, they got a good rate, but the inventory, the opportunities with prices, it was not there. And that's the shift. That is the opportunity that I think most people, a lot of people, have yet to grasp, but therein lies the opportunity. Your listeners, hopefully they hear this message and can, you know, initiate their plan. It just starts with saying, I'm going to create a plan to purchase a home.
Okay, last question.
Build it out.
Last question real quick. We've been doing this 20 years as a team. I know you've been in mortgage 20 plus years. You know, earlier in your career, let's just say 10 years ago, is it true that borrowers were just not nearly as fixated on rate as they were, can you help me get into this home?
Yes, they were much more focused on the prize, the end goal.
The speed, ease, the complexity. Like in my experience, we've been working together this whole time. My experience, the damaging aspect of the super, super low rates of, you know, the last 7, 8, 9 years plus, is that people have become habitually, like the whole economy, the whole marketplace is so obscenely, irrationally, dangerously fixated on rates, they've lost perspective of all the other very critical and often more critical aspects of buying a home. So it sounds like we're in total agreement. Where can folks reach out to you if they say, hey, I want you to help me watch rates and make the best decision for my mortgage to be part of my wealth picture and my home ownership and to be able to go get the home I dream of? How can folks get in touch with you directly?
They can call me directly at 972-386-1231 or visit me online at patrickglaros.com. Or lastly, apply directly. Go to apply.patrickglaros.com. You can get started. There's no obligation. It's just an opportunity to start the conversation and see what we can make work and get you into the home that you've been waiting for.
Love it. And if you forget, it's G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickglaros.com. And if you forget that, just go to touchyourmoneyteam.com. Click on that radio tab, and Patrick's information is all right there. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. All right, folks, if you've got questions about your real estate, your home buying, your home selling, when to time the market for top dollar, what the right approach is, what you need to do to your house before you sell it, or if you should buy a short-term rental or a long-term rental, if it's residential real estate in DFW, we specialize in both neighborhoods as well as homes on land. Those are the two areas our system is built to knock it out of the park for you. We guarantee to sell your neighborhood or home on land over the average price and under the average time. Over the average price and under the average time. Both. That's the trick. That's the magic. That's where we have a 7-step proprietary marketing system and a 13-point buyer program built in DFW for DFW. Watch out, folks. You don't have to go to Spain to get an expert. You don't have to go to all the online sites for the global and international venture capital-backed wholesalers. Get you a local agent that will care for you and wants to see you in the grocery store and high-five you, because we built a system for you, for us, right here in DFW. That's the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. 214-310-0008 or toddtremontiteam.com. All right, where do we want to go here, folks? Let's see. You know, we might want to talk about... Go ahead.
I think there... People are curious about different areas in DFW that have new construction, specifically Richardson, and if that is even possible in these like established areas.
Yeah, it's tricky because you think of a city like Richardson, you're like, oh, that's a mature area. A lot of people would refer to Richardson as a suburb. Technically, it's not, because it's been around as long as Dallas. But it's an outer ring. It's a first ring outside Dallas that's still in Dallas County for the most part. But there is new construction in Richardson, and it's what most people call infill, right? So the last remaining chunks of land where there's 3 acres or 4 acres or maybe just one lot. But there's a couple really neat opportunities. There's one just next door to our office off of West Arapahoe in Richardson, off of 75 in Arapahoe, basically on the west side, where you've got 30 very nice brand new construction homes coming in a private community that we are really, really excited about. Greenwood. And what I want you to know is, if that's a neighborhood you're interested in, a brand new construction house on a very small lot, so not a lot of land. This is not your homes on land. This is your neighborhood play. Easily accessible to the tollway or 75 up to George Bush or down to LBJ with all the benefits of Richardson. That's a very cool place to be looking. Somewhat like Mimosa Place, different developer, but kind of same plan, which is part of that J.J. Pierce Reservation Mohawk community over there. And there's a couple of other little spots where in the last 3 or 4 years, those last remaining chunks of land in Richardson have had, you know, 20, 30, 12, 8 lots developed with brand new construction. In addition to that, there are some teardowns happening. There are some last single remaining lots being built on and that sort of thing. And we see similar to that in Plano and Allen and surrounding areas, and certainly on the Fort Worth side. But Richardson specifically does have some new construction. And in the next year, right here in West Richardson, 30 really, really nice high-end units. If you're interested in that type of thing, let us know. 214-310-0008 or toddtremontiteam.com. If you were to do that, Ian, which title company would you want to close with?
I would say the top of my list would be Republic Title.
Agree.
Yeah. Yep. That's who I'm going to go with.
And why would someone do that?
Well, they're pretty incredible. They don't make really mistakes. They over-communicate. Mm-hmm. They make it really smooth. They cross their T's. They dot their I's. And they make sure that everything's going to go well for you.
Okay. Let's say I wanted to use Republic Title. I wanted to tell my agent that, or I wanted to make sure when I refinanced, I closed there. Where would I go to find them?
You can go to republictitle.com.
Oh, okay.
That's where you can go.
All right.
Find out all of their information.
There's probably a bunch of tools and resources there.
See everything that they offer. You can get there's different calculators that you can work with.
Net sheets, title insurance estimates, backed by great people who are excellent at their job and fun to deal with.
The website's like the Disneyland of title company websites.
So fun. republictitle.com, folks. Republic Title is who you want. Okay. Here's the deal. Real estate in DFW is generally one of the best places to be involved in real estate in North America. It tends to be a stable, safe, optimistic market. You've heard a ton of mixed information over the last 2.5 to 3 years, but hear it here, trust it, test it if you want. Give us a call, 214-310-0008. But DFW right now is an optimistic place if you're a buyer, and if you're a seller, really, I would imagine all of 2025 will be an optimistic place, but there are those that would disagree, Courtney. Believe it or not, there are those that might try to pique your interest with a flashy headline. I know, Ian, it's hard to believe that somebody might say something as outlandish as the national decline in U.S. home prices in 2025 is expected to drop by 9% via NAR. This is someone else's prediction, not NAR's. And they expect the Census Bureau to decline their home price index by 6%. Who is this person, you say? Melody Wright. And where did we get this information? From a news source that I actually do appreciate and enjoy, but is forever and ever and ever known for doom and gloom. Okay? So you may check out Thoughtful Money by Adam Taggart. I actually really like it because it gives me the pessimistic viewpoint of the market. And I like, of course, I enjoy the optimistic viewpoint, but I always want to check the pessimistic viewpoint as well.
That's the website, Thoughtful Money.
Thoughtful Money is the YouTube channel. That's kind of the name of the show. There's probably a website too, but to be honest, I'm not positive. Thoughtful Money is the YouTube channel. It's kind of a podcast show interview series. And look, Melody Wright has incredible credentials, but I think this is a excessively data-driven viewpoint that does not see some of the patterns in our culture right now. So I'm not saying that we couldn't have some real volatility in home values. I'm telling you, in DFW, we're as safe as anybody. And I think your values are going up this year. And I think those waiting to buy will pay more and compete more. And those waiting to sell will probably be okay and actually sell for a little bit more and more and more. But if you're going to sell and buy, I think that's going to be an expensive wait. I think the value of your home is going up fairly slowly. And the value and cost of buying is going up about the same, if not a little bit faster. So it just depends on your move. If you're moving up, I'd be selling now. If you're moving down, be a little bit more patient. If you're only selling, I think almost any time this year will work when it's right for you, your family, and your finances. But if you are only buying, or you are buying and selling, or you're buying and upgrading, I would be doing that as soon as my family finances and my, you know, attitude was ready. I would not be waiting for financial reasons at all. I wouldn't even be waiting for convenience. I would be taking advantage of one of the flatter home buying markets with good inventory and low competition, but that competition is already picking up every single day, day by day. That's my hot take on the market right now. I would not be waiting. 214-310-0008 if you want some help from a full-time, fully dedicated, world-class real estate agent trained by me, trained by Ian, trained by our leadership on our team, and truly dedicated to knocking it out of the park for clients and delivering world-class leadership and advocacy and guidance and negotiation and strategy and systems so that you can sleep well at night and really enjoy your home purchase or your home sale. Now, what if somebody's really excited about living on a couple of acres, Courtney? What do you think?
I mean, I think they should go for it. I think it's possible. I think you should dig into why that's a calling. I think you shouldn't wait.
Yeah. What calling's a fun word there. Like, what is it that's drawing you to
yeah,
it? There are certainly people that are like, nope, that's not my thing. I like my neighborhood. We like Ian's family. You know, we're out on the driveway and we know all of our neighbors. That's great. I love that. That's
like me too.
Beautiful, hey. Romantic version of community and neighborhood and life and culture. Awesome. Love that. Those of us that are like, I want that, but I want all the space. I want to ride four-wheelers and fish and play volleyball and basketball and have giant fires and a shop and a greenhouse and all that stuff. That version of life and community and entertaining and engaging and hosting. If something's tugging at your heart or your head about that, let's talk. You don't have to do this right away. It may be 5 years from now, but it may be 5 weeks from now, and you may be just realizing, oh my gosh, this is totally possible. Within my budget, within my timeline, I can get what I want. The compromises I might need to make are worth it, or I might not need to make many compromises. Literally, call or text us right now. If living on an acre or two or three or four or something like that is part of your dream, let's talk about where, let's talk about when, let's talk about how, let's talk about budget, let's talk about all the intangible aspects of that. I want a balcony and I want it to overlook this and I want fruit trees, or I don't want to have to grow anything. I just want privacy from all the crazy, whatever that is. 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008. If you have a dream or an instinct or some interest in homes on land, we are building a community of homeowners who own homes on land, or people who want to own a home on land. It's a unique way of living. There's, you think about mowing your grass a little differently. You think about cooking your dinner a little bit differently. You think about entertaining and parking and storage and recreation a little bit differently. And we want to share those ideas and learn from each other and dream bigger dreams and have greater parties and have our kids' memories growing up of, you know, more of our backyard than others and things like that. So whatever version of that is piquing your interest, if some of it is, reach out. Let's dream that dream together. We don't have to be in a hurry at all. But if, man, if you would like to spend this summer in your new big backyard, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 acres, something like that, maybe that big giant half acre wedge cul-de-sac lot that you don't know where it is, but you've seen them and you love it, and you want the kids to have the treehouse and the trails and all that good stuff, 214-310-0008 or online at
ThatReminderTeam.com.
Okay. Listen, I appreciate you guys paying off your Super Bowl bets. I appreciate Patrick from joining us, but you know what we need right now?
More singing.
We need our friends, our neighbors, and our listeners to let us know how we can help them. Folks, if you have a real estate goal, if you have a real estate question, if you need a vendor, if you want to know what your home was worth, if you want to know if you're being taxed at the correct value for your home, we are here to be a resource for you. Even if you are not about to buy or sell, if we can help you, if our 20 plus years as a team of experts, over 100 years of combined experience in all facets of real estate can be of value to you, don't hesitate to call. The vast majority of the time, it doesn't cost you anything for a quick phone call or a Zoom call or a recommendation or an introduction. If we can help you in any way, just save this phone number in your cell phone. And then when you need a vendor or a quick answer or evaluation or an idea or to find out if you're crazy, just call or text 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008. But right now, if I asked you, hey, what's your house worth? And you don't have a strong, confident answer, I want you to get out your phone and I want you to type into the browser, ToddTremonteTeam.com. Click that bad boy. When it pops up, you're going to see home valuation. I want you to click that button. And I dare you to see what your house is worth in less than 1 minute. About 40 seconds is what it takes most people. Go to ToddTremonteTeam.com. On that homepage, mobile or desktop or laptop or pet tablet, whatever, click home valuation, and you're going to see what your house is worth, what it should sell for right now within a small margin of error in under 1 minute. You're also going to see a button if you wanted to say, I would like to request a cash offer right now. You can click that button. And you're also going to see how you could find out your home buyer readiness score, your home seller readiness score, or you could just search all the houses for sale by all the agents in all of DFW. All of that is online right now at ToddTremonteTeam.com. And hey, don't forget,
find out what your home would sell for right now in under a minute at ToddTremonteTeam.com.